Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Apparently there is no intro tonight. We don't need one. But this is episode 140, Church of Reality. How you doing, Saeed?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How about yourself, Brett?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Pretty good. We got a real good show, man. You know, I had a friend, unfortunately, who is no longer with us. He's actually from Australia. His name is Matthew Molnar. And he was actually caught up in the mental institution system over there. And he was given forced injections. We talked about him before on the show. But ultimately, his heart gave out. Not sure we know why, but I'm willing to bet it had something to do with those forced injections. Over here, they deal with mental illness in all kinds of other ways. Matter of fact, if you go back decades, you know, they would drill holes in your brain and all kinds of shit, which who knows what they're doing now. But it's definitely affecting the lives of millions of people. And when you look at the broader spectrum of everything, what classifies someone as having a mental disorder? What guidelines do you go by? Here's a bipolar disorder. Okay, millions of Americans suffer from bipolar disorder. Now, you have episodes of mania, which is extreme, like happiness or whatnot, and then you have very low depression. Basically, you have highs and lows. One minute you're up, the next minute you're as down as you can get, practically to the point of suicide, it says. There's as many as 20% of people complaining about depression who really actually have a bipolar disorder. Now, some of the warning signs to know if you have a bipolar disorder, if you just have depression or not, you got to look at things in perspective. First of all, you know, are you easily able to be happy, or do you have to get in a certain do you have to be doing something to make you happy, or are you grumpy all the time? You got to look at a bunch of different things. You can't just, you know, go in on what these doctors say, because so the industry of psychiatry is a fucking racket too. What do you know about mental disorders and the history of mental illness in America, say?
Well, you know, the thing about mental illness and mental disorders, one of the pioneer organizations in classifying mental sickness was you could say the American Medical Association, but also the American Psychiatric Association. And the American Psychiatric Association, just like it serves in the same manner of speaking, it serves in the same capacity as the AMA and even the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. They came up with their own litmus tests and guidelines to determine who was schizophrenic, who was insane, who wasn't insane. And a lot of it has to do and actually hinges and is connected with the Rockefeller control pharmaceutical industry, because what they used to do is they would create some sort of mental sickness out of thin air. They would say, oh, millions of Americans are afflicted by this form of anxiety or this form of depression, really in an effort to just sell drugs. Now, Fred, you remember that drug Prozac, right? Prozac, that drug that came out like years ago. Yes. That Prozac.
And what was it? What was it usually prescribed for?
Yeah, depression. Especially
just depression.
Manic depression.
Not like schizophrenia.
No, not necessarily schizophrenia. More like depression, manic depression, and bipolar disorder, of course. Anyway, the drug was supposed to help alleviate people from depression. Well, it turns out most people who took Prozac ended up wanting to commit suicide. In fact, many of them actually did commit suicide. And now, there was actually an article in Time magazine. This was back in, I think it was in 91 or so. There was an article where they were blaming the Scientologists. Now, of course, it's sort of Scientology, a bunch of wackos anyway. But nonetheless, they were trying to blame the anti-Prozac sentiment among many medical professionals and others who were claiming the drug was actually inducing suicidal thoughts in their patients who were taking the drug as some sort of conspiracy by the Scientologists to defame the character of the people who created Prozac. But actually, it was all true in the sense that, yes, Prozac was inducing people to commit suicide. I mean, it was having alter effects on those who were actually taking the drug. And the same holds true with all these drugs that are supposed to treat against mental illness and depression and suicide. I mean, listen, if the FDA approves these drugs that supposedly are to combat anxiety and depression, well, you can be rest assured that that these drugs are obviously Big Brother drugs, just like how the vaccinations are designed by Big Brother to kill off people, in the same manner as being these so-called anti-depression, anti-anxiety drugs and medication are also designed to do the same thing, to make people more crazy. And really, it's another form of a drug addiction, because when these people take these drugs, these antidepressants, they're addicted to them. Just like somebody would be addicted to heroin or cocaine. They can't live without it. You know, it's just another fix that Big Brother has created to keep the stupid sheeple in line.
Yeah, I'm glad you had it. Let's welcome Elaine to the show, another co-host of the show. How you doing, Elaine?
Hi, sorry I'm late. I am so sorry. You know, my dog is just a little, have a mental illness tonight.
Yes. He's bipolar, huh? Sounds like my dog, too.
I've never, ever seen they're so demanding. I mean, I've never asked me if I would prefer a dog or a toddler. The dog actually has a mental illness, I'm telling you. He had to go to the doctor today because he was acting strange. Damn dog cost me $300 today. I mean, you know,
wow.
I mean, even they have to be treated too. You know,
of course,
and what
you're
happened?
A member of family.
Yeah, and what happened is you have to treat. This is what the show is about tonight.
Yeah. Well, it's a show about, you know, mental illness. We're gonna talk about different mental illnesses, but we're also gonna cover conspiracies linked to mental illness, like Say was talking about the Rockefellers and Big Pharm, you know, falsely diagnosing people.
Well, damn, that's a big
money.
Issue right there, you know, and I'm sorry I missed it, so I'm going to continue to talk about my dog, and then we're going to go back to Say it and let him continue, and whatever he was talking about is totally 100% correct. I am beyonder with these people, but my dog actually suffers from a mental illness, you know, and people, I mean, just like human beings suffer from mental illnesses, animals do too. And what happened here is that we are not equipped to recognize these problems. When you have a dog, he's not a human being, and he thinks that he's a person. He's suffering from a mental disorder. Okay?
Yeah,
I have to walk around my house all day long with him on my hip because he actually thinks that he's a person. That's a mental illness right there.
That's how my dog is with my wife, Same fucking way.
Damn.
And
really?
Yeah. He was told he had a mental disorder. He had he was over hyper and anxious, but he needs to feel safe all the time is what it is.
That is so, what you call a mental
lab
reset.
Dog.
Yeah, a lap dog. You know, and
yeah.
the point is,
glad he ain't on my lap all the time. Jesus Christ.
But he's on my hip one day, and my hip hurts.
Go after me, little motherfucker. I got to go pee here. You can just lift your leg up outside. You know, I gotta unzip some shit here, you little dog.
And if you
get
don't take me, I'm going to go find your most precious rug.
And piss right on it, yeah.
And
I'm going to piss in this plant.
I mean, really? And however, this is it. If you don't recognize what the problem is and you allow it to go on, it could turn into something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I'm going to let Saya have it. Hey, Saya, how you doing?
Great, Elaine. Sorry to hear about your dog.
Me too. So is my wallet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Our furry friends are not cheap. That's for damn sure. Mine takes heart pills and his heart failure. He's 14. He has seizures, so he takes heart pills and then he takes water pills. And plus he's just like what you said too, Elaine. He's constantly following my wife around. She has to hold him. You know, feel sorry for the little guy, but you know. That's a family member right there.
But
that's
he's family.
I don't give a shit he's hairier than me.
That's my husband.
That's my son.
So what we have to do is, like, we have to treat them like our children, and we have to give them the same care. However, a lot of us people, you know, we have our little human, real children that demonstrate the same personality traits. And unfortunately, we take care of our dogs because we know what it is, and we love them. But, you know, can you imagine a child that are being, you know, possessive, they're being aggressive, they're being whatever you want to call it, and people don't understand what these kids are crying out for help. And if you got to take care of this. You know, if you don't discipline children at a young age and they're throwing tantrums and they're throwing these behavior disorder, whatever you want to call it, then when they grow up, they're going to have the same problem. You know, and then what are you going to do? You can't treat them like kids. You know, these are issues that we're dealing with today. You know, children, when they're coming up from babies, when babies are screaming and hollering, at a young age, we stick a bottle in its mouth. We try to pacify these behaviors. You can't do that. You know, then when they get to toddler.
We try to mask them.
Yeah.
We try to mask them to a Ritalin. My nephew, who his parents were scumbags, when he was like 7 or 8, he would, get rowdy just like any other kid. I used to swing from the drapes in my house, hang out the window like Rambo on a cliff, like a little, like a kid. You do crazy, devious shit. Well, they decide, oh, you know, let's take him to the mental doctor, put him on some Ritalin, and he'll pass out at night. We won't have to worry with him. That's a huge problem.
That's pacifying the issue. That's not dealing with the problem. People want to know what is wrong with our youth, what is wrong with our young adults. You know, it starts from the womb. You know, when they come out of that womb and they're throwing tantrums and they're crying, there's something that you are not fixing. You know, there's something there. Children can tell you from day one that there's a problem there. And what we do is we pacify these problems.
We have to stop.
Yeah, mask them. And we have to stop doing this. If you want civilized, responsible adults here, you have to deal with the issue. And, again, they start demonstrating these behavioral patterns from such a very young age. Stop playing. Stop messing with them. Stop masking them. Stop pacifying them. And deal with the issue. You know, doctors, you're a mother, you're a parent, you're a father. You hold that child. You can sense the child's needs. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, say it. Hello. Go ahead on.
Hey.
Don't let me stop you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, Yeah, the thing is with, you know, just to recap, I mean, we were talking about how the American Psychiatric Association, American Medical Association, with in conjunction, of course, with the FDA, they started all this, you know, hoopla about what's a mental disorder and what's not a mental disorder. And really, it boils down to the fact that, you know, at one time, being a fag was a mental disorder, which it is a mental disorder. But now, all of a sudden, the big brother organizations like the AMA and the APA, now they say being a fag is perfectly normal. So let's, in another decade or so, they're probably going to say being a pedophile is normal too. You know, that's, I mean, this is the insanity. The real mental sicknesses and disorders which should rightfully be stated as mental disorders are not stated as mental disorders. Instead, millions of unfortunately innocent Americans are being labeled as being insane when they're not insane at all, just to make more money for the pharmaceutical industry and the Big Brother.
That is correct. Because, what was that? Oh, yeah, here it is. I just read that recently. And, you know, we're talking off the top of our heads, right? But, you know, we read it and we know these to be factual. I just read that the head of the president of the FDA, these people are actually being investigated for criminal activities. I'm quite sure you've heard it. You know,
yeah,
the
Lindsay,
head of
I
the
forgot
FDA.
Her.
Yeah,
yeah,
the lady. That's
yeah,
her name. She got a funny, crazy hamburger.
Yeah.
Humburg.
Yeah,
well,
I think
for racketeering. She, listen, people dying. And I'm going to say it again. People are dying. And this witch is profiting off of their death. Over 5,000 people died last year because she allowed Big Bro pharmaceutical drugs to get in the market where she was making a profit off of, and over 5,000 people died. They were having, it was some drug that treats infections and pneumonia.
Welcome
and stuff like that.
To the show.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really?
Well,
really?
Here's an interesting fact. There's this documentary I watched called Psychiatry, an Industry of Death. And it says, while raking in over $2 trillion annually, psychiatrists cannot point to a single cause or cure for so-called mental illness. And I've known people who have gone in circles from doctor to doctor saying this medicine ain't working, and be put on another medication, then another. And they're just sucking them dry of money. Like I said, this industry makes trillions of dollars.
Well, here's a good case. Not cutting you off, please.
No, go
I
ahead.
Remember. Listen, and this is very serious because I've been there. I know this. You know, they labeled me as feeble-minded. They never gave me medication. They never diagnosed me. They just gave me a label. Okay, since I moved to Georgia, I was having, after dealing with my issues with the North Carolina Eugenics Board, here's the issue. They gave me Haldor, okay, and they said it wasn't working with me. Then they gave me Prozac. And then they gave me, what was it, Haldor, Prozac. And it was another one. They had me on 3 mental illness drugs at one time. And I was taking all 3 of them together until I became catatonic. And when I realized what was happening to me is when I was a zombie. And
Listen.
It was Haldor, Prozac. And it was another bad drug that they were giving me. And I had to take all 3 of them at the same time. I was on my way to the doctor. I was taking the bus. And I could not. I was just a few feet from the doctor. And I could not go no further. They tried to keep me dumbed down, dumbed up. And from that day on, I started weaning myself off of these heavy-duty drugs. Prozac, Haldor, I can't think of the other name because it's really, really a bad drug. You don't take all three of these deadly drugs together. You know, I mean, I almost died until I had to wean myself off. And when I weaned myself off, I never, ever went back to this doctor again. But I was like, so anybody could have did anything to me. I was walking around like I was, like, you know, a homeless person. You know, I couldn't focus. I couldn't see. I couldn't hear. I couldn't think. I didn't know what was going on. I just existed. But by the grace of God, I overcame that. Because if I hadn't, I would have been dead today. I'm going to think of the other name in a minute. So, anyway, continue.
Adderall, citalopram. There's so many. I mean, there's hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds. But here's another interesting fact, too. It says 20 million children are prescribed mind-altering psychiatric drugs, even babies under 1 year old. Why the fuck would you need to give a one-year-old a mind-altering substance? That's a question to ponder on.
Yeah, well, it's just like the
part of the Brave New World game plan Aldous Huxley talked about. In the future, everyone would be on drugs. Well, that's what they're doing. They're using that book that he wrote as a model for their Brave New World or New World Order. And Huxley did not write it as a blueprint for the New World Order game. He wrote it as a warning.
As a
to
warning.
People. Just like Eric Blair, George Orwell, wrote 1984, it wasn't a blueprint. It was a warning to the people of the world that these megalomaniac, genocidal maniacs like the Bushes, the Clintons, the Rottenfellers, the Rottenshields want to create a world dictatorship, and they've got different plans on how to do it. Well, these guys who are writing these books, or some of them making films, they're putting out the warning, and very few people are listening. That's what the problem is.
And you're 100% correct. And the name of the other drug was Seroquel. Prozac, Haldor, and Seroquel.
Yeah.
And you know what they
drugs,
said? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Obey.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Elaine. They
were saying that my brain wasn't producing something. How in the hell can my brain produce it when you're killing whatever it is that my brain produced? Oh, it was melatonin.
Melatonin. They said
that my brain wasn't producing the melatonin. So my brain was being overactive, and they had to give me all these deadly drugs for my brain to produce the melatonin. So go ahead and say it.
Now, that's a scam. The entire psychiatry industry is a scam, starting with Freud and Jung and all those lunatics. And these modern-day psychiatrists know it's a scam, but it's money. They make money. I was talking to Saeed before the show. It doesn't matter who thinks they have a mental problem. If you talk to them, within a few seconds you can find out what their problem is, and it's always a problem that a certain individual wants something they can't have. The underlying problem for all psychiatric so-called problems, all mental illness, is people want something they can't have. And the only cure is not drugs. It's not laying on a couch, spilling your guts to some multimillionaire. That isn't the cure. There's one cure for all mental problems. All of them. And the cure is this. Stop thinking about yourself. Start thinking about other people and figure out how you can help other people. Because once you get off of you and you start to do things for other people to help them, you find out after a few days or weeks that you don't have any psychological problems. All your problems are solved.
Yeah, it's materialism.
By helping other people. Go ahead, Sade.
I was going to say materialism, Ron. It's just, you know, like you said, you know, people want, you know, stupid, decadent luxury items. And that's
bullshit.
What,
yeah, they want the bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Pacification.
They want their dumb watches, their stupid chains, rims.
That's what
it
is.
And they want a certain job, or they want a certain guy or a certain gal to marry or date or whatever. Or they want this car, whatever. It's all self. I. And that's the same thing.
Me. Yeah.
That's the same thing with the problem in politics. If you look at everyone running for the big, office, the White House. Everyone running for it is in it for themselves except one person. There's only one individual who's running for the White House who's not doing it for himself.
Ted Cruz.
No, not Ted Cruz.
Donald Trump?
Bernie Sanders is the only person running for the White House who's not doing it for himself.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about his ideology, his philosophy, what he plans on doing. All I'm saying is that from the very beginning, the 17 Republicans and the 5 Democrats, all of them except one, was in it for themselves. And the one who's in it for more than all of them combined, we all know, is a witch from Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't care about anyone on the planet except herself. She doesn't even care about her daughter or her granddaughter. The only reason she cares about them is their props that she uses to try and get votes. She runs around and tells all these old ladies, I'm a grandma just like you. I've got a daughter, and I've got a granddaughter, and another one on the way, and I'm just a regular old lady who's just trying to help everyone.
But look how many babies she's done aborted. And even when it comes to Chelsea, you know, too, but she needed Chelsea.
Yeah.
So many abortions. That's why she supports Planned Parenthood so hard. And then on top of that, the biggest thing about her that I'm beginning not to care about is that she's a lesbian.
Go ahead, Sade. Go ahead.
Now, I was gonna say most likely she was artificially inseminated to have Chelsea.
On Chelsea was she was getting knocked up by Bill on a regular basis. And every time she got pregnant, she went and had a test done to see if the baby was a boy or a girl. Well, they kept coming up boys because some men can only produce boys.
Right.
It has to do with the genetics. That's just the way it is. She didn't want boys. Boys was not in her game plan. So she had all of the baby boys that she had murdered, and then she finally talked to a doctor who says, look, Bill, you can't have girls with Bill. You've got to have a sex with someone else. So she went to Webb Hubble. Webster Hubble is the biological father of Chelsea. And that's how Chelsea came to be. And after she had Chelsea, she didn't need sex with men anymore, and she went strictly with women. She had been bisexual before, but then she cut it off, and she was strictly homosexual. I don't call them lesbians because very few people know where the word lesbian came from. Elaine, do you even know where it came from?
Lebion?
Lesbian.
Yeah.
The word lesbian.
Where did it come from?
It came from the island, the Greek island of Lesbo. You may have heard about that island because the refugee crisis, there's refugees who are being camped out on that island. And everyone who is a resident of Lesbo is a lesbian.
Where is Lesbo?
Male or
what
female.
Island is that? What island is that? What country is that?
Greece. It's in the Aegean Sea.
Yeah. And the female homosexuals used that word and adopted it, just like male or all homosexuals took the word gay and made it theirs. Well, they're not gay.
No.
They're the saddest lot of bastards on the planet. Before the 60s, if you watch old movies, they'll use the word gay every once in a while. It has nothing to do with homosexuals.
No.
It's happy. I'm gay. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
But once
right.
those homosexual bastards took the word and applied it to themselves, you can't use it for anything else. Just
wow.
like lesbian. You can't use the word lesbian to talk about the people who live on the island of Lesbo. Mm. And it's a sickness, and it should not be permitted, but, I mean, what can you do with it? Getting back to Hillary, the reason why she is mentally ill, just like Bill is mentally ill, because
yeah.
they want too much.
Yeah, and that's a mental illness. You know, look at her. I mean, everything that she's done, I've been posting about her lately. I mean, everything. And then she's always laughing. She's laughing. Why
she's,
is
yeah,
this woman
hysterical.
Laughing?
Well, she's
I mean,
also
what is
screaming
it?
And angry. Yeah, every time she gives a speech, she's angry. Have you noticed that she's always angry?
Yeah, but
oh,
when
yeah.
she was in front of the, when she was being, had to go to court, I forgot what the, about the, this congressional hearing thing about what happened over in the Middle East with those guys that was killed. She's laughing. How
oh,
do
yeah.
you
well,
laugh?
She, everything's a big joke to her because so far she hasn't been thrown in prison.
Exactly.
All of her crimes.
And that's
so
why she's laughing.
So everything's a joke.
But she's going to jail. You
well,
know,
let's
but,
hope and pray.
Yeah,
let's hope
but getting back
that.
To what you said, there is a mental illness there, and what I want to say is that a lot of us suffer because a lot of people misdiagnose what is going on with us. Everybody expects for us to be on the same plane or the level with them, and unfortunately, that does not work with mankind. And I try to tell people about the seven levels of growth. There's an imbalance. Because I'm not on a physical level with you, I might be on a mental or an emotional. That don't mean that something is wrong with me. But then, and it also mean that you're not going to treat me because I'm not on your level. Does not mean that you know I have a mental problem. You know, and this is another area where it comes from. Because people think that they're on an intellectual level, and I might be on a physical or mental or an emotional or an instinctive level or a spiritual level, and I haven't been able to adapt to that intellectual level, whereas you might be on
so
that
feel
level,
inferior.
But you haven't been able to adapt on the other levels, you know, but that does not mean that something is wrong with me. And see, and this is what society look at. Because I might be physically, you know, small for my age, doesn't mean that I have an issue. So society inflicts more problems on us than what we actually have, you know, because of their not understanding the psychology of man and his physical being or his mental being or his spiritual or whatever being. You know, so what happened is that you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
go ahead.
Right. The biggest problem, one of the biggest mental illnesses, which is never actually referred to as a mental illness once again, but is a mental illness, is the fact that, you know, just look at the whole beauty industry in the United States. You know, the people who are obsessed about looking good, like you said, looking good according to Big Brother, you know, having a certain, you know, physique or this, and then people go out and they buy all these drugs to build muscles or to get in shape and everything. That in and of itself is a mental illness.
It's a mental,
you know,
illness, you know, because another
the
thing is like with the eugenics.
Becomes...
Yeah. Like in Hollywood, for instance, if you
right.
don't look like this, of a mental illness, you know, or if you don't look young, the women actually have to go and get Botox and nose perfect and lips and breast implants and boob implants. And, you know, I mean, really? Do you know what you're creating? And again, like me, when I was like 13, when I was raped or whenever they said that they did their analysis of me to say whether I was retarded or whatever, you know, it was based on false science. A false science. If I had listened to them, I could have created a world of hell for myself. Because they said I was feeble-minded. You see what I'm saying? They said
right.
that I was feeble-minded because I had a big nose and big lips, and I was dark-skinned and had nappy hair. What would have happened to me if I had listened to them? I could have went out there, became an alcoholic or drug addict or a sex offender or anything because of what they
right.
said. And this is what's wrong with the world today, is that people have the nerve to project and to say what somebody else is and play God with other people's lives, and this is not real. You're causing more harm than good for these people. You're causing more harm, like I say, people are out there starving to death.
Right.
People have environmental problems. Instead of looking at the situation for what it is, my problem was environmental. It was not social. It was economics. You know, so
exactly.
And they're not looking at it. What is mental health? What do we do to fix this?
And, you know, the majority, not to cut you off, Elaine, but the majority of the American population suffers from a new form of mental illness, and it's called what they classified as FOMO. That's fear of missing out. Fear of, okay, I got to get these new Jordans because everybody else has them, and I don't want to be left out. Or I have to get this new iPhone because everybody else has it, and I don't want to be left out. It's basically fear of what other people think. I always say, fuck what other people think.
But
why should
you
let the rest of the world dictate how you live your life? You
know
what I mean?
How do you get people to stop thinking like that?
You gotta
show
them how stupid they look. if you could show them that, okay, look, by following this guy down this path, it's only going to end you up either dead in jail or in a lifestyle that you don't want to live. So in order to, you got to basically put a mirror up to these people and say, look, this is how you're acting. And unfortunately, too many people are blinded by things such as social media, entertainment, various forms of entertainment, the news, of course, that's a big one. So many Americans are blindly led by the fucking corporate-owned media.
100% correct.
You could turn on CNN or Fox or any one of those stupid networks, and they could say just about anything, and the majority of the public is going to believe it.
They're blind.
And
yeah.
This is actually an interesting thing. You know, the people who are at the top, a lot of these, you know, these big brother CEOs, the heads of all these companies, you know, they want the average sheeple to be obsessed about materialism. Just like you said, Fred, they want to get the next iPhone, this and that. You know, interesting thing about, if you look at the lives of these big billionaires and these big top heads of all these big companies and corporations, you know, Steve Jobs, for example, the late founder of Apple Computers, actually, this is an interesting thing. You know, Apple wanted everybody to buy the iPad, of course, to enrich them. And then, at that time, you know, Apple was very much connected with Big Brother initially from the beginning. Later on, it turned towards a different direction. But Steve Jobs actually did not even allow his own children an iPad. He forbade his children to even have an iPad in the house. And yet this is the same company that shoved down everybody's throat, oh, you've got to get an iPad. You have to have an iPad. And all these children, like, oh, they were begging their mothers and fathers to go further in debt just to get an iPad. Oh, another thing is, you know, like you talk about the fashion industry, you know, that you have to have these Jordans and you have to have these types of clothes. You know, I heard a story, Bill Gates. I know how true it is. It probably is true to a certain extent. Bill Gates actually wears suits that he actually bought at places like Kmart. He actually wears suits, not even designer suits. And yet this guy is a multi-billionaire. See, the people at the top, they're laughing at everybody. They're laughing at all the stupid idiot sheeple who are running to get the latest in electronics and technology and all these stupid fashions and waste all their time and money on this garbage. They're laughing at everybody because they themselves don't even do it.
And that's correct. That's 100% correct.
They're master manipulators.
And we have to turn it around and be the master. You know, they are master manipulators, and we have to be the master manipulator. Because you know what? It's so sad that we know that they are doing this, okay? And we're not doing anything. You know, we can reverse this and give them a taste of their own medicine. But here come Big Pharma again. They have created a pill that they are going to give out to the public. It's like a mind control pill. You know, they don't need to give the pills to people. I mean, I have it somewhere. I sent it to you. But they have created a pill to control you. And from what I hear, you have to have this pill. Why would I want to take that pill when you're already controlling me?
Yeah, as free as any of us think we are all not free. They at the
not
end
at
of the
all.
Day, they own our barcode. They own our fucking the air we breathe, obviously, because they're spraying whatever they want into it.
And you have to pay
water
for it.
We drink is
did
all
you know
up.
That you have to pay? Do you know that you're paying for air?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
air
this is how serious this is. This is how serious this shit is, man. And, you know, and people are not conscious. Instead of them worrying about what's really going on, why are you worried about my post, something stupid that I post?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, really? You're worrying about a stupid post but you're not worried about the air that you're breathing that you actually have to pay for. Air is free.
Yeah, it was free.
Now
I mean,
you have to pay for everything,
shit,
even your air.
I mean, we're basically inhaling whatever the hell they're spraying down upon us. And you know what's funny? When people still deny the existence of chemtrails, I think denial is a mental illness, too.
It is a mental illness. It is a mental illness because you cannot accept reality or what it is. When you cannot accept what it is, a fact, that's a mental illness, period. You're in denial. Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that. We got a caller, guys. His name is Michael. I'm going to bring him on from Los Angeles area. What's up, Michael? Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Yeah, man. Y'all motherfuckers need to take y'all medication, man. That's how you can start the
mental
illness.
Westside Willie. What's up, Westside?
What's up, man? Take your
Willie,
medication.
How you been, Willie?
So.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been listening to part of the show. We're talking about mental illness in America. What do you think the problem is, you know what I'm saying, with the American people and what's going on with mental illness from your perspective?
Take your medication. If you take your medication, you won't have to worry about any of that stuff. You don't have to worry about any of that mental illness.
So let me ask you a question. Okay, the medication.
Are you from Atlanta? That's what I want to ask you, number one. Are you from the Atlanta area?
Yeah, I live in Atlanta, but I'm not from Atlanta.
Well, then I don't got nothing else to say. Please put me up. Please get me off the show, man. Just get me off. I don't want to talk to her no more.
I'll get your ass off the show.
Westside Willie. Yeah, I forgot to tell you, Elaine. Westside Willie is not too fond of Atlanta.
But I'm not from Atlanta. I live
Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Fuck Atlanta.
She's repping the Carolinas,
man.
She's repping the Carolinas, Willie.
Fuck the South, too,
okay.
Man.
Hey.
I ain't got nothing else to say, man. Thank you for bringing me on, though.
All right, take care, Willie. Call in anytime, man. You're welcome anytime. Easy. That's Westside Willie. He's a regular over here at UGS Radio sometimes.
Yeah.
Shout
Here's
out to Westside. I don't know where he's been. He's been gone for a minute. Yeah, I go in the screening
room, right?
I go in the screen. He tricks me. I go in the screening room and I'm like, "Who is this?" He puts on a different voice. Like, "Yeah, this is Michael." So I go to bring him on, and then right away I knew. Okay, there's Westside. Well, good to know he's at least alive. Jesus.
Yeah.
Been gone for a minute.
However, he did come and make a point that we need to take our medications, and that's what the problem is that when they get – first of all, we didn't need the medication from the jump. And when they gave us medications, what they did was they gave us medications on top of medications on top of medications. Now listen to this. Let's get real. Okay, look at the children that's in school, elementary school or kindergarten, that they put on Ritalin. Most of these kids have never been away from their family. So they're going to have some type of, you know, desertion. They feel like they have been deserted by their family members because they have been under their been around their family members for so long. So when they start acting up in school or throwing tantrums, it's just that they miss their mommy. Okay, so what they do is they prescribe these medications like Ritalin and whatever else that they want to give these children. Okay, and when they grow up, then they put them on another drug, or they introduce, when you first give children Ritalin, what you're doing is you're introducing them to a drug society.
Yeah.
You know, they feel like they
you're
can't go on.
You're getting into drug. You're getting
exactly.
into a rhythm of taking the shit, and
exactly.
then they're used to it. That's why, Willie, I don't agree with that.
It's calling
drugs.
For it because their bodies are calling for this drug, and this is where that problem began. So you have a lot of black kids out there, and I'm saying black kids because this is what it is, but they put on this drug, and poor white children, too, that mothers, you know, might as well be black. So you give these kids these drugs. You make them dependent on this drug. And there was no reason at all that they should have been on that drug when you could have talked to them, soothed them by a gentle voice. But that's not society's way. So what they did was they, especially our this younger generation here or in the generations prior, what you did was, look, everybody is on drugs now.
Yeah.
The kids don't know their butts from a hole in the ground. Because this is what you introduce them to. So when they go out there and they commit violent crimes, you can't blame that child because it's your fault. Society.
Well, a lot of these kids, they have no guidance. They have no direction. A lot of them, too, they follow people blindly. And it takes some time to wake up and realize that, hey, you know what? I'm my own person. I don't need to do what so-and-so is doing. I got to do what I got to do. You know, and that's the problem with the youth. There's no guidance. There's no real structure. And anytime there's something good or positive in a community, like a center for sports and arts and entertainment, people want to shut it down or it's underfunded. So therefore,
exactly.
The kids have absolutely shit. And then in the school system, they really get mind raped. They strip away all their identity. They want to tell them false histories that never even occurred. Then they want to reintroduce all these new ways of doing math that we all learned, you know, for hundreds of years now, and they want to switch it up on these kids and make it much more difficult. What happened to 2 + 2 = 4? Now there's 10 steps to get that answer or something
exactly.
like that, you know? How can you not have a mental disorder if you're a kid growing up in America nowadays? It's almost inevitable.
Exactly.
Talking about giving young children drugs, Ritalin is the main thing, is this has been going on for over 50 years because when back in the 60s, I had a younger brother who had epilepsy. He had one attack. My mom took him to a doctor, and the doctor said, give him this drug. I don't have no idea what the drug was. But my mom said that he turned into a zombie, just like Elaine said that she turned into a zombie after taking the drugs. Well, I also met a guy about 20 years ago working at a job, young guy in his early 20s, who was on drugs for psychiatric problems. And he acted like a zombie. Well, the whole purpose of putting children or even adults on drugs is to zombify them. That's what the whole purpose is. It's not to cure them. It's not to help them in any way whatsoever. It's simply to turn them into a zombie who does
like
what
the
they're
Haitians
told
with zombie pop.
And
the
who basically have no life at all.
Well,
they just go from one thing to another, and they do whatever they're told at work or at school or whatever. That's the whole purpose of the drugs, is to turn people into robots or zombies.
They're easier to control.
I've seen it to too
what
many
do you
people.
What fluoride in the water is all about?
That's exactly
fluoride
what I was going to get to next.
Is used.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Elaine, explain it.
Okay, fluoride, what they do, okay, in my area, we might have, in a white area, and we might use, in this area that I live in, maybe 1% of fluoride is in the water. If you go into the inner cities, they have 10 to 15% fluoride in the water. And what they do, the reason why they put it in the black communities is to dumb them down. And how they dumb them down, fluoride, what fluoride do is that it eats the pineal gland. It calcifies the pineal gland. And we know that we need the pineal gland so for a concentration and for the thinking process. And if you can't, if they're giving you, if your pineal gland is calcified, that means that you can't think, you can't function. When you go to school, you're tired, you're sleepy, you can't learn. Because remember, it is for, we need the pineal for concentration and thought process.
So this is what happens. They got to dumb it down. Basically remove your smarts, so to speak.
And another thing that they discovered a long time ago is aluminum from aluminum cans, especially soda cans. Well, soda is highly corrosive. All you have to do is pour some on paint, and it just washes it right off. Okay. When you put soda in an aluminum can, the aluminum leaches into the soda. You drink it. Where do you think that aluminum winds up in your body?
Intestines?
Yeah.
Your brain.
The main place that it winds up in your body is in your brain.
In your brain.
And when you have metal in your brain, it accumulates over time. And what it does, the main problem with aluminum in your brain is it shorts the circuits in your brain called synapses. And the synapses are what fire to send the signal from one part of the brain to another. And there's literally billions of signals being sent continuously. So when those synapses have little particles of aluminum in them, they don't fire properly. And when your synapses are not firing properly, you can't think, you can't reason, you can't function. And the almost the sole cause of Alzheimer's is aluminum in the brain.
Wow.
And look what they're doing with the chemtrails. That's the main, one of the main things, along with the barium, I believe, is the aluminum.
Yeah, and so it's not just aluminum, but any metal in your brain does the same thing. And that's where the barium, like he said, in the chemtrails, and there's all sorts of different metals in the chemtrails. That's what one of the main reasons for chemtrails is to simply short the brain.
Dumb down the populace
so
to where they're more complacent to whatever agenda they want to push, or where they don't even care about it because their mind is forgetful.
And not only that, I just read that the chemtrails, you know how people, everybody is angry?
Yeah.
Angry, and everybody is in an uproar. It's because they're coming around and they're spraying. And we don't know what they're doing, so this is why you have more violence out here. And look at where it's at. You know, and I just read this, that they are actually, Prez, we did this before, how they were doing the projects, and there was a targeting young kids at a certain age a couple of years ago. One of the first episodes, you told me about this, how at night while the kids, the project, people were sleeping, what they were coming around doing, they were going around spraying these chemicals. And now,
yeah,
again, it comes up again. So you hear, and I know that they're targeting these inner cities and certain communities where there's nothing but violence. And this
and
is what they're
doing. It.
They're triggering.
You can see it. All you got to do is look right up in the sky. You can see that shit from horizon to horizon, and it's everywhere. I've traveled to different communities. I know, Elaine, you do a lot of traveling. I'm sure you've seen them everywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
but then there are certain communities where you can see stars.
Yeah.
You know, you can with the naked eye, you can see every star there is in the sky. But then in certain communities, it's like, you know, hey, there's a difference. And even when you walk into certain communities, there's something like an apprehension or something like that. It's like something else takes over because you're walking into a chemical warfare and people don't recognize this. I become very scared, apprehensive. I become very, you know, clutching myself. You know, so I just recently, I'm getting to the point where I don't want to drive anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere.
Oh, that's not good.
I mean, I'm telling you, because it's something that they're doing. When you go in certain areas, you don't want to be there.
Yeah, there is. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I know you've seen the headline say 22 or 23 people were shot in 12 hours. One of them was a little girl, and she was killed in Chicago. That's just in 23 hours.
This is
not
what
even
I'm
a full
seeing,
day.
Man.
Not even a full day.
Yeah.
All that violence, and that's just one city in America. You know.
Yeah, Chicago. It's I don't know. At one time, it was D.C. that was called supposedly the murder capital of the world of the United States, but Chicago certainly has surpassed that. I mean, the crime, the violent crime that goes on, and you know, it's covered up. You know,
it's covered up because
media,
you know why?
They never talk about. Yeah, go ahead.
You know why it's covered up? Because the real problem here that we're having is that some people want to regain certain states and certain cities. So what they have to do is they put these guns in these cities and give these people all this stuff so they can kill each other off in order for them to regain this particular city. You know, or this particular area. You see how, I mean, you go into every city or every city, the state anyway, and there are certain cities that they want. Like if you live closer to the perimeter, they want that city because people, it saves them time in traveling. People are on the highways now for most of the time, like what, 3 and 4 hours a day. So if they live the inner city, what happened? They only on the highway for, and they work in the inner city, you know. They don't have that many. They don't have to spend all that time on the highway. So this is what it is. So they wanted. They're trying to claim these places back. So what they do is they introduce violence to get rid of people, drugs to get rid of people.
Yeah. Well, like in L.A., you know, they always have those fights between the Crips and the Bloods, right? I don't know if they still go on now. That was all designed, obviously, by Big Brother. I mean, the Crips and Bloods were getting their guns from the same sources, and we know what those sources are. Yeah, exactly. Just like you remember the genocide in Rwanda, right? When 1 million Tutsis were murdered, they could have stopped that genocide a long time ago and never allowed it to escalate as it did because the arms manufacturers were making tons of money supplying the Hutu militia with the guns to kill the Tutsis with. I mean, they make money off people dying. This is how these are the insane people. The insane people, the real crazy lunatics who need these medications are these idiots, these crazy a-holes that are, you know, supplying guns to people to kill each other off. I mean, this is insanity.
It is, and it's going to get worse, and we don't even see it. The Bible, I believe in the Bible, and I'm going to tell you something. It's playing out in front of our face. Every word, everything that it says, it's right there. It's right there. It's right there, and we can't even see it. We have no idea because of greed.
Well, it's in several books. Several books throughout civilizations have spoken about various things that have occurred. And it's knowledge, and it's known. We were talking about this one point in time, too. Like, okay, how did all these different civilizations know how to make pyramids? How did all these different civilizations know how to, you know, communicate with each other on that level. You know, they had to have some type of communication. Where did that come from? You know, that's a whole other show, though. That's a whole other topic. You know, but I'll tell you what, this has been one hell of a show. I want to thank every one of you guys for calling in. Is there anything else anybody wants to add before we call it a night on episode 140?
I'd just like to encourage everyone, because of the chemtrails, the drugs, the additives in the food, the water, the fluoride, all of that, if you want to keep from being zombified, you need to drink pure water, distilled or reverse osmosis water. You need to eat organic food and stay away from all the packaged processed food. And don't take any drugs, legal or illegal, if you can do it. Don't take them. Stay off the aspirin or the painkillers, all that crap. And study as much as you can.
Yeah. There's
yeah,
no
just
limit
said
to
everything
the amount of knowledge
that
one
say.
Should have.
Yeah. He just said everything that I want to say because, again, there's a new pill that's out. And the government have approved it. And this pill that they're given is to control you. It's to take over your body and your mind. You know, it's like, I don't know, LSD, but it's a new pill that they're saying that everybody has to have. I will not take it. And again, with the water, the alkaline water is the best water to drink. Alkaline water, because everything that we eat, as he say, that's not organic, and even if you think it's organic, it might not be, has a lot of acid. What happened is that they are feeding us acid, and you need something to balance that acid, and this is where cancer comes in at, okay? Cancer comes in when your pH level is low. So what the alkaline water do is that it raises your pH level. And if you drink it correctly and if you drink it right, it might be able to destroy the cancer cells. But government don't want you to know that.
Also, just eat foods that are high in alkaline pH. Raisins are very high in spinach. Those are the two highest foods that I found. And just look it up on the internet. Do a search on
What's
it.
What's the best kind
and
of spinach? I mean, there's so many that
much
are full of pesticides. I mean, would you recommend the frozen kind, or would you recommend
the
something?
Organic?
Well, no, try and get organic. Try and get as much organic as possible. Those are your best foods for keeping your pH up. The water, like Elaine said, is great. Drink a special water that's high in the pH. But you need to keep your pH above 7.5
exactly.
or better.
Exactly.
Eight is good, but it's got to be bare minimum above 7. If it goes below 7, then you're in big trouble.
Then
and
your body is
fear.
Open up to inviting or your body is open up to invite cancer cells into it. And again, when you drink, like you said, if it's over a 7.5, you know, if it's lower than a 7.5, you're in trouble. I would start out with the alkaline. I'll start out with an 8.8. Do that for a couple of months. And then you'll go to a 9 point whatever for a couple of months. Within 6 months to a year, you should be able to go to a 10. The highest pH would be a 10. However, here's something, another thing that you should avoid is baby carrots. Which is totally cancer-causing and it's man-made. Those baby carrots that you see, they say baby carrots, those are not good for you. Stay away from them and, you know, try to get the lawn carrots and peel them for yourself. And another thing that I would recommend, that if you do want to really maintain your good health along with the alkaline, what you, I would do is I would go and buy my fruits and vegetable all organic. And I would buy a juicer. And I juice once a week. I make enough organic juices from fruits and vegetables to last me a whole week. Every week I do this. It takes a while to do it, but buy yourself a juicer. Don't buy those juices or boathouse juices and all that other crap. Do your own juices, and you will feel 100%, you know, along with the alkaline. Eat healthy, think healthy, and stay healthy.
And stay away from sugar, processed sugars. Natural sugar in fruits is okay, but you don't want to be using a lot of processed sugar, whether it's straight sugar or sugar in candies, pastries, etc. And the reason why the children are so hyped up all the time and they put them on the Ritalin is because they eat too much sugar. Sugar jacks children up. It's the worst thing in the world, especially the cereals. If you ever walk down a supermarket aisle, down the cereal aisle, you'll see dozens of different cereals, and they all have added sugar in them.
And that is
not an accident. Yeah. That was a conspiracy between
Cheerios,
Kellogg, General Foods, all those food companies, and the psychiatrists, to jack children up.
And not cutting you off again, he said something else. I'm sorry. Cancer thrives on sugar.
Feeds on sugar. Yeah, feeds on sugar.
It feeds on sugar. Do not, if you are at risk or if you have cancer, not even a drop of sugar. Because cancer lives on sugar. It feeds on it. See, and they don't tell us these things. You see what I'm saying? See, they don't tell us this. They encourage us to do these bad things. But do not do sugar at all.
Yeah, most people put sugar in their coffee. Or children, when I grew up, that's all I ate for breakfast was this cereal and, you know, frosted flakes and all that crap. And I put sugar on above the sugar that was in the cereal to begin with. And I was a wild child. If they were doing it back then, they would have put me on Ritalin. But they hadn't come up with that yet. It was back in the 50s and 60s. And that's the only thing that kept me from getting on drugs is I was born early enough to be spared. But sugar is the worst thing in the world. And I've, you know, got brothers, sisters that have children and then grandchildren and so forth. And they just feed their children sugar all day long, sugar.
All day long.
They don't even care. You know, a lot of people don't even realize what they're doing. Like, when we were growing up, I remember, you know, the drink was Kool-Aid, and all that was pure sugar. I think to make it, I think, what did you have to do? Put one full cup of sugar in a pitcher, and then whatever chemical was in that little packet, and mix it up. And kids would drink that by the gallon. We would make the little freeze pop.
That was terrible. I drank it, too. As a child.
Yeah.
And another thing that was real big was Pop-Tarts.
Another cancer.
Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing isn't good. It's popcorn.
The cereals, at least y'all had, like, Corn Flakes and Wheaties. I know you had some sugar cereals, too. But the cereals in the 80s, man, they were good as fuck. And we ate so much of them. We ate so much of them. But they were just so much, I mean, there was just so much sugar. It was just
ridiculous. You had to have it.
And now
yeah, but
it's,
see,
it's,
what happened was they was making y'all out of sugar junkies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
You know, and we
didn't. Don't you remember the toy
it.
At McDonald's or the little the toy in the Cracker Jack? Going back further, the little Cracker Jack toy.
Yeah.
That was all part of the game to get kids hooked on the
but
shit.
As you say it, like General Mills and all, you know, they knew this. They knew this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the lady that I was talking about earlier that works with the president of the FDA. You know, she was being paid. These people are being paid to not tell you this and to allow these things to be out there. That's why now she's being investigated for racketeering and conspiracy and all of that stuff. I mean, 5,000 people died because she allowed a drug to be marketed. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know how these
oh, yeah.
people are getting rich, and you are getting...
Well, Elaine, remember the big hearings in Congress they had on tobacco? Because they found out that the tobacco companies were putting additives in the cigarettes that caused you to be addicted?
Well, yeah. And Willie Gary, one of my friends, I'm sure y'all know Willie Gary, the big attorney, he just won how many billions of dollars for one lady because her husband died of cancer, and it was written on the pack, this can be cancerous. But he went out and won $18 billion for one lady, for one client, and by Phyllis Mar from Phyllis Morris last year. You know,
yeah.
and they couldn't say anything. So now what happened is that if anything happened to me, I'm going to do the same thing this lady did, even though the pack didn't say it, but you kept producing it. That's the point.
Yeah.
You keep producing these things. And, you know, people are becoming addicted. And, yes, I remember that. I remember that. They're putting everything, metal, I mean, even in your chicken. So be careful when you buy certain chicken now or certain hamburger meat. They're having plastic. It's mixed up in the chicken and in the hamburger meat. They have
That's
these
McDonald's.
Recalls. Yeah, McDonald's. They got fillers
McDonald's
in it.
McDonald's puts crap in their chicken nuggets.
Yeah. It says 87% of this is beef, but what is the other 12% or 13%?
Yeah.
88% is beef, McDonald's.
And
but what is
a lot of the food? A lot of the food that's imported from Red China, they
oh
put fillers in the food. And one of the main things they put as uses a filler is sawdust.
And rice.
They literally
rice.
Mix sawdust into food as a filler, and they don't have to put the label what the filler is, like you said.
Well,
you'd be crazy to buy anything that comes from Red China as far as food.
Well, you know
yeah.
what makes it so bad? And this is very pathetic, since you mentioned China. Anyway, we send our chicken over there to be
processed. Yeah.
Okay, and
Which
they send it back over here, so we don't
insane.
Know what we're eating. And the worst thing is the people over in Africa, and this is Africa, and if you know that they're doing this in Africa to the Africans, you know what they're doing over here to us. China own us, of course. They, the rice, and who don't love rice and gravy? Some of the they're putting
yeah.
plastic in the rice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw
you know,
people in Malaysia or somewhere making those wonton noodles with it's supposed to be like some type of liver or beef inside. The guy was wetting cardboard in a bowl, putting little pieces of cardboard in the fucking thing. And that's
this
what people
is pathetic.
Are eating.
And then you want to know about mental illness?
Yeah. No wonder why we're all fucking crazy.
Really?
I'll speak for myself. I won't call you guys crazy.
Well, I'm crazy and I know it. But, you know, and they said I was crazy.
We're the dream team.
What
are you talking about? We're the fucking,
you know, I mean, really?
We're the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, and they worry about what is wrong with us. We're eating shit from China. We don't know where the stuff
literally
is coming from around the world. You know, then we have our government over here intoxicating us with their drugs and our bad food with their GMOs and their fluorinated water. And, you know, and I mean, really, really, really? I mean, when they pee, listen to this. They take all this medication. Can you imagine how many people in the world is on medication? I mean, here in the United States. And everybody's going to pee that shit in the toilet? And they're going to recycle the water and people going to drink it? Are you kidding
me?
Well,
that's not the least of it, is most people don't use all their pills, you know, and they throw them down the toilet.
And they throw them down the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all that goes into the water system because they recycle a lot of water. And it's a disaster.
Can you imagine the
drug manufacturing companies that are dumping a lot of that excess drugs down the sewers?
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And
you have a family member that passes, right, and you get rid of their medicine, what's the first thing they tell you to do? Flush it down the toilet.
So flush it.
Don't throw it in the garbage so the kids don't get to it. Flush it.
Flush it down the toilet.
They want people to put it in the toilet to get into the water system.
I used to work for a water plant. I worked 5 years for this plant over here in Georgia, East Point. And I told you before, Prez, y'all remember, that we have like 50 bins that the water is recycled in. And the first bin, the first maybe 10 bins or 15 bins of pure shit. Pure shit. I am sorry. That's why I refuse to drink the water. Because I worked in a water plant.
It's the real deal.
I mean, and I worked in a water filtering plant. You think Flint and D.C. and North Carolina and all these places are bad? Look, I worked in it. I saw it firsthand. The first 15 and 20 bins, they're like squares. They have them all in squares. They're full of shit. And what they do is that they keep recycling it until it gets sort of clear but cloudy, and then they put some drops in it to clear it up, and then they say it's okay for you to drink. Remember, like North Carolina, look at what happened with them with the military people at Fort Bragg, I think it was. Look how much money they had to pay those military people and their family. Millions and millions of dollars, and you didn't hear about that. You didn't hear about what's going on in Washington, D.C. I hear that water is worse than North Carolina. Flint don't have a problem. I mean, they do have a problem, but there are other states that's worse than they are, and it's just coming out. You know?
We didn't mention the rusted pipes that gets into the water, and people are literally drinking, like in Flint, Michigan, they're drinking rust.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, they're drinking shit. They're drinking lead. They're drinking medication. They're drinking everything. And you know what? And what is so bad is that water, and we're going to use Flint, that these children are forced to drink and that the parents are forced to cook in. Look what's going to happen. Give them I don't know how many generations this is going to affect.
Yeah, this is going to go a long ways. I already know. It's horrible because
back a long time ago, lead in the paint. Remember?
Yeah.
There's a big scam about that, and the paint chips. Children are so stupid, they eat the crap.
They eat it.
Children were eating paint chips that had lead in them, and there's no telling how many children were brain damaged severely because of that.
Exactly. And then again, that lead, once it gets in the blood, you can pass it on for generation to generation. And these are things that society does not look at. You know, you want to know why this person is a little off? Well, then let's trace the history back to the parents and the grandparents and the great-grandparents. You see what I'm saying?
And also, a lot of people forget it, is lead in gasoline. Lead was put in gasoline from the very beginning, back at the turn of the century, 19th century. It was put in there for smooth driving. For some reason, the combustion was too explosive, and they had to put the lead in to keep the combustion more smoother, so you wouldn't have all this knocking and crap. And it took them, I don't know how long, before they started getting the lead out. Back in the 70s, I guess, they started taking it out with the unleaded gas. But look at how many millions of people were breathing that.
Yeah.
Because the lead was being pumped out the tailpipes into the air. And if you lived in a really heavy, congested cities like New York, L.A., Pittsburgh, Chicago, whatever, you're sucking that stuff in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. There's no telling how many people died from diseases because of that. You might be talking about millions upon millions of people.
And had their IQs lowered because of all that lead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Too much exposure. We're living on a giant petri dish, and unfortunately, there's somebody in the microscope that's conducting all the experiments. And all we can do is educate the people and try our best to combat this. And I appreciate both of you guys for constantly giving your input, constantly bringing knowledge to the show. We can't do it without you. Shout out to Westside Willie, that crazy fool came out of the woodwork. I actually thought he was dead or in a mental institution. Nah, man, Willie's a contributor to the shows from time to time, so shout out to him. And hopefully, we're all here to do this again next week, because it was a blast. I had a good time, and we talked about some real shit. Let's do it again. I'll be hitting you guys up shortly. We'll brainstorm with some more ideas for the show, and we'll keep it going. Maybe we can get some guests going on, and we'll have a wide variety of things to talk about. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you all my co-hosts. We'll see you guys next week. We're out of here.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.